We are doing this now for the next 2 weeks, six times a day. You have a chance of winning $1,400. We had a winner in Youngstown just yesterday. It's our text to win contest. We started it at 7 this morning. We'll do it again at 10. When you hear the keyword, you just text it to 200-200. Okay, in studio this morning, I'm so happy to have, there's somebody in the building. Yay. With me. Helen Welch joins us. Good morning.
Yes,
it's, see, people do talk to me. It's not just me by myself,
we
right?
We have a saying in England, if you're on your own, we call you Billy No Mates.
Billy No Mates?
Yes, you've been Billy No Mates for 6 months.
Ouch, yeah. Well,
you know, glad to be your first mate.
Well, thank you so much, Helen. Always, we met about a year or two ago, I suppose.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
It was like 2017.
Oh my gosh, it's been that long.
But when you told me what venue I was playing at, that's how I can date it.
Yeah, I was down in New Philadelphia at the Kent State University big auditorium down there. But Helen is partnering with YSU, and you've got a big thing called Sounds of Spring. And we're going to talk a lot about that in just a few moments. But I want to introduce people to you, because aside from Sounds of Spring, you're a part of that. But you've had a wonderful career.
Glittering.
and if you can tell by the voice, she's not from around here, these parts. She's across the pond.
West Virginia.
West Virginia, across the pond. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I started, I went to drama school. I did that thing. Mm-hmm. But I was a flute player and played the piano very badly. And then I went into musical theater, did 10 years in musical theater, including a stint on Broadway.
Wow.
And then decided that wasn't for me. And
why was Broadway not for you?
Well, it wasn't Broadway that wasn't for me. That sounds terrible. Musical theater, and it wasn't that it wasn't for me. I did 10 years, and that was enough.
Ah, okay.
I got the beautiful thing about Broadway was, the musical theater was, it was great training and an amazing experience. You have to play a character, and you have to say what the character says and sing what the character sings.
Right.
And I felt very boxed in.
Ah, so you wanted to be yourself.
I wanted to be myself and sing songs I wanted to sing the way I wanted to sing them. And so I broke loose and started work becoming a freelance.
Freelance.
To start with. Now I produce my own shows.
Yes. So what's your most recent show?
The one we've been touring, and we just did actually a show in West Palm Beach. Albeit it was to, I think, 180 people in a 900-seat theater.
Happy to be able to have that at this point, right?
Blessed.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
So you got to do this performance.
Well, so the show is called Superstar, The Carpenters Reimagined, and Richard Carpenter gave me permission to produce the show.
No kidding.
Yeah, and we've taken Carpenter's songs and given them, I want to be very careful here because I'm a huge Carpenters fan and there's lots of Carpenters fans.
Well, who doesn't like
Karen? Giving them a little update. You know, and
given
them a little fresh coat of paint, and the reaction has been amazing. We sold out Playhouse Square twice.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Karen Carpenter, a voice of a generation, and we lost her way too soon.
Yes.
Much like Whitney Houston, another generational voice. Yeah. And so what drew you to Karen Carpenter?
I tell the story in the show. When I was young, my mother was a light opera singer. My dad is a flamenco and jazz guitarist. Mm-hmm. So this is what you get when you mix the two together.
Oh, I see. You get Karen Carpenter?
What? And the only training that was available for singing was classical.
Uh-huh.
And I was like a round peg in a square hole. I hated it.
Mm.
And I did it. And it was great training in some regard, but the material was just not
so
funny.
You were a disappointment to your parents?
Terrible.
So I used
to go to my mom's bedroom and steal her Carpenter's cassette tapes, and I would sing along to them. And I remember thinking, well, I can do this, and I even sound a bit like her, a very resonant alto voice.
You actually have some facial features much like hers now
some
that I look at
you. Some people say that.
Seriously.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I didn't think that, but... And then many years later, I was doing a residency at Nighttown in Cleveland Heights. I was there for 7 years every week, big jazz club up in Cleveland Heights. And one night, it was this really noisy room. People weren't really listening, which happens occasionally in jazz clubs. So I got out this Carpenter song. I've never done it in public. And I began to sing it. When there's no getting over that rainbow, I won't last a day without you. The whole place went completely silent. And I remember,
wow.
That's not what. And everybody started singing. And the idea kind of stemmed from that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought, well, those are one of those magical moments. I thought she was going to say this. They stopped and said, this is a jazz club. But they didn't do that. They stopped and went, wow.
Yeah.
Every once in a while in music or in theaters, you get those moments where, well, actually, I'll go back to Whitney Houston. I saw the Clive Davis special.
Yes.
And it showed that moment when he introduced her on stage for the first time.
Oh, wow.
And it was just hush.
Nobody like her.
Nobody could imagine. They couldn't believe what they were hearing from. I believe she was like 17 or 18 young. At the time, very young. And so to have one of those moments for yourself on stage must have been magical.
It wasn't. What was even funnier was about a week later, I couldn't stop thinking about it, so I thought I'd try it again. So we arrived at this club. Very, very quickly, I realized it wasn't perhaps the right fit for me. It was kind of a very nice biker bar.
Okay.
So we went in, and I don't mean that derogatory, but, no. You know, I just felt like that was perhaps...
Well, Karen never wore a leather jacket, so I got it.
I'm not going to like this. So I went in, and we weren't doing Carpenters. You know, we were doing our usual things, some standards, some blues, some pop. And I thought, well, let's try. And the guys in the band went, we dare you to do a Carpenters song. I said, all right, then. So we did... we've only just begun.
Oh, yeah, you had me at that. I mean,
all the bikers went silent, and then they started to sing along.
No kidding.
And I said, okay, there's a lot of what I call CCFs, Closet Carpenters fans.
Well, there are.
And out they came, well, and they all come to the theaters, and it's just magical, and people have real memories of that time.
And yeah, and on occasion, I will ask for folks to request songs.
Yeah.
And invariably, when it gets, it slides back to the 70s, and I get someone requesting a Carpenter song. Yeah. Because there's just something about that just, everybody knows all the lyrics. And especially We've Only Just Begun, or Close to You, or one of those two classics. That's awesome. I'm talking with Helen Welch, who will be performing with a big event with Youngstown State. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you how you can go to that if you can, right? Yes. And what's going on with that. And don't forget, we'll continue our brain freeze question coming up in just a few moments. And Helen, you get to be my guest judge.
Yay.
So that should be fun this morning.
Tough,
don't go away. Mix 98.9, Youngstown's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. It is 31 degrees, headed up to 47 today. I'm Gary Rivers. Joining me in the studio, guest artist Helen Welch, internationally acclaimed vocalist, and she's got an album called The Carpenters Reimagined Superstar, joining me in the studio. But really, not to talk about the album, although we're going to play one of Karen's songs that you've reimagined here in a moment, but you're going to be performing at an event called The Sounds of Spring, which features the Dana School of Music faculty and yourself, saxophonist Dave Kana. And I believe Professor Dave Morgan is...
Professor Morgan, yes. Oh.
So tell me about this show. What is this show about, and when is it?
This sort of stemmed from an idea that David Morgan had.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been friends for a while. He's done some arrangements for me, and we've worked together, and he's an amazing talent. And he had this idea that to put together a sort of chamber orchestra together with a rhythm section. So... what came about, and it really came about because of COVID. We probably wouldn't have had time to do this otherwise. And he's written all these arrangements, and we have a string quartet, four horns, piano, bass, drums, guitar on stage. So a beautiful lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Kana is the guest saxophonist, as we say in England. And I got to pick the song. So listening to what you play here at iHeart, one of them, my most favorite tunes is True Colors.
Oh, right.
But it's Dave's done this beautiful sort of pizzicato strings thing with to accompany it. So it's just gorgeous. We're doing Windmills of Your Mind.
Jimmy Webb classic, right?
Wichita Lineman.
Yeah, wow.
Blackbird. Okay. So we've got a really lovely chocolate box of songs. And what's really cool is that there's about half the faculty of the Dana School of Music. And it's a really beautiful mixture of classical and jazz musicians on stage together. And they've never had this amount of faculty playing together before.
All right, so it's going to be a live performance, and people will be invited, right?
Yes, there's 300 tickets. So
It's
in the Powers Auditorium.
On March 28th, I believe.
March 28th,
okay.
3 o'clock in the afternoon, so that means you can go for dinner afterwards.
Nice.
I like that. We're just going to do one set. Because we can't have social interaction during an intermission.
Right.
So it will be a nice, compact concert. some, you know, and a really nice combination of non-vocal,
right?
Dave Kana stuff and me singing too.
Awesome. And lineup. Tickets are $10, senior citizens $9. I'm sure there's some fees involved, but anyways.
No, that's actually, those are so annoying.
Yeah.
So we actually did this specifically. The tickets, I think, are nine.
Nine.
Once
that's
you're
it.
Done with the fee, it's 10.
It's 10.
So it's $10, okay. Ladies and gentlemen. We're not right. Asking for less or more.
All right. Yeah. So it's Sunday, March 28th at Powers Auditorium. And to me, what was so exciting and the reason I called you in the first place was, well, aside from the fact that somehow I still had her phone number in my cell phone. I couldn't
love
believe
that.
It.
I had yours too.
It was so like, wow, I've got her number. How in the world did that happen? So that's fine. But it was like, there's a live performance happening, and we've been in this drought during the pandemic, and it was so nice. And I know people are going to just want to be here.
I've had so many messages already saying, got my tickets.
Nice.
So yeah.
So again, Sunday, March 28th, Powers Auditorium. How do they get the tickets? Do they go up to YSU and get
them?
No,
you have to go to, let me pull it up. You have to go to the website, which is
okay.
www.deyorpac, the Deyor Performing Arts Center.org. It's super easy. You can do it online, but I wouldn't delay. There's only 300 and a very limited number of walk-up tickets available. Social distancing is all enforced, so for anybody concerned about that, the Powers Auditorium is huge. So 300 seats is not much.
Not much at all. So get those tickets now if you can. I'm sure it'll sell out pretty quickly. All right. I really want to hear you sing a Carpenter song. So, no, I didn't. She's not bringing in her piano because she said no.
No. Couldn't wheel it down.
And no flute or any other instruments. So we did find your album, by the way, The Carpenters Reimagined Superstar, is on YouTube.
Yes.
So that's cool. So if you want to hear her do Close to You, or I love There's a Kind of a Hush and some of the other songs, you can. So we're going to play your suggestion, which is Superstar, yeah. Right? Yeah. All right, Superstar next, Helen
think
Welch.
I sound like Karen on this one.
Then we'll find out. And then after that, get set. We're going to open up the phone lines. I've got my brain freeze question of the morning. Mm-hmm. And I've got a $25 gift card to the Station Square Restaurante to give away here. Just a few. All right, Karen, where are you? Helen Welch.
Long ago, and oh so far away, I fell in love with you. Before the second show, it's just the radio. Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby. Baby, 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 oh baby. I love you, I really do.
Welch from her The Carpenters Reimagined Superstar album. Helen, beautiful. I mean, I'm sure you've heard that, so not the first.
Thank you. I have a great team.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, I would imagine, and I asked you off air when we were just, while that was playing, about you met Richard Carpenter. Was it phone or did you get a chance?
Yeah, I was on the phone.
Okay,
yeah.
And because you had to ask his permission to reimagine it. And I've heard he's very protective of the legacy of the Carpenters.
Yeah, and I, you know, off the air, he's a quirky character.
Mm-hmm.
What we did was, I didn't really have to ask because one can
purchase.
You can just, you can, as long as the venue has the BMI and ASCAP licenses, you can pretty much get up and sing, you know, whatever song you want. And it's not like we were trying to be Richard and Karen, although there's a million tribute bands out there, as we all know, doing all sorts of things. But I just wanted to get his permission because I'm an artist, I'm a songwriter, and I just feel it deserves that respect. So I contacted his management company to start with, and I kept contacting them. Because they probably get a lots of annoying.
So why not one more annoying artist calling them and saying, "I know I'd like to do Karen," but you don't. You said you don't weren't really trying to be Karen.
No, I didn't want to copy, and that's why he liked the idea. I said to him, "I don't want to harp on about all the negativity because I get really tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be more about anorexia than it does about the music."
I know, so what a shame, because Karen, again, a generational talent, and as we talked off air, there was no Karen Carpenter without Richard.
No.
The guy is a genius producer and arranger, and if you hear, even if you just listen to their Christmas album, I never have found an album better than that for Christmas.
No, his arrangement, and that's, going back to the concert we're doing in Youngstown, David Morgan, who's very humble, doesn't underestimate, but he's just super, super humble, and the audience will see me on that day, and they'll go, "Wow." You know, hopefully they'll like it, but they don't understand that David has
put all
the
of that together, the arrangements, and that's what really makes that magic.
Yes, he's given me the dance partner to dance with, and it really is a team effort, and people don't understand the power of a great arrangement.
Well,
and Richard was absolutely that.
Awesome. So again, the event that we're talking about, if you'd like to see Helen and the rest of the group, Dave Kana and others, it will be Sunday, March 28th at Powers Auditorium. It's called Sounds of Spring, and a lot of fun music, I can tell. Jimmy Webb, Paul McCartney, and others. Let's do this. I've got to take a break. When we come back, Helen, you're going to help me with our brain freeze. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we do have a $25 gift card to the Station Square Restaurante to give away after this.
Mix 98.9, the 80s to now.
Mix 98.9, Youngstown's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Okay, I promised we have a $25 gift card to the Station Square Restaurante, and I believe they're celebrating their 35th anniversary, and it's a wonderful restaurant. We got a lot of great restaurants here in the Youngstown area, and we're pleased that so many of them have partnered with us on these crazy contests I do. Now, Helen, you've never been a part of our brain freeze.
No, I have not.
All right, well, get set, because your brain is about to be frozen here. Here goes.
Gary's Brain Freeze,
sponsored by Ireland Contracting.
All right, here's how it works. I'm going to open up the phone lines and ask a crazy question. But we're doing it differently this morning. We're just throwing out the tradition and trying something. I guess in honor of my old morning co-host, Pam Cook in Canton, she did a little game and continues to do it every year. It's called the Top 5 Game.
Okay.
So we're going to do this. Here's my question. Name 5 out of the top 10 things women think are romantic. Okay, call me now, first of all, 330-729-9699. Now, what I'll do is I'll just take callers, and you will listen. And as you hear the answers given, you should be able to put together a top 5 list.
Right.
You know, I'm sure the first person won't. Well, maybe they will. Let's find out. All right, so I'm going to start with the 5th caller. I make it difficult for folks. And here goes, 330-729-9699. And we're on a slight delay this morning, but here goes. Mix 98.9, good morning.
Good morning.
And who is our guest on the phone this morning?
This is Diana.
Hi, Diana. Say hi to Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Dan.
I won a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
With the shoes question.
With the shoes question.
Yes, about what do you hide from your husband?
Oh, how many shoes you have? Oh, you're the woman with the 3,000 pair of shoes. I get it.
Yes, that's me.
All right. So here's what I need you to do. Name five of the top 10 answers to things that women think are romantic. Helen is our judge, she'll have to add them up. If you get five right now out of the top 10, good for you. If not, I hang up and take another caller, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Sending flowers.
Is sending flowers on the list? Not even number one.
I agree.
She agrees with you, but...
Are you joking? That's not on the list? Who's taking this?
Exactly. I think some man made
this. Oh, boy.
List.
So this man...
So I'm already out.
This man has to hang up on you. I am so sorry. Oh, man. This is not going to go well for me, Helen.
No, it isn't, because you're outnumbered by Diana and I right now.
Mix 98.9, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, so somebody already guessed flowers, and that was wrong. So
I'm going to say candles.
Yes, I think that's
yes, candlelight,
one.
Candlelight dinners is number one, actually. Okay.
Yeah. And mine keeps doing that every now and then. I'll come home and he'll have dinner ready with a little candle sitting on the middle of the table.
Aww.
Oh. See, he's the kind of guy that gets the rest of us angry.
That's right.
You know, he just makes us all look bad. Okay, so candlelight dinners, you've got to get four more.
Four more from the list of 10.
Oh.
That's it? Oh. That's all the husband does? He does the candlelight dinner and that's it.
Then what other things do women think romantic?
Music. Maybe their favorite song.
Romantic music is not on the list.
Oh, crap.
Uh-oh, I'm so sorry. Next. So we have one. Let's see. Mix 98.9, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Oh, my. This
what
might
do you
be
think
tough.
Is romantic?
Oh, okay. Giving you a card.
Giving you a card.
See, I would agree with that, too.
Yeah.
But no, it's not on the list.
Not on the list. Next. Mix 98.9. Oh, this could be difficult. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Well, we're not doing well.
No.
You know, for all these romantic women out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so did you get the one that someone had already gotten?
Yeah, the candlelight.
Candlelight dinner, so that's number one. What else?
I would say lingerie.
Lingerie.
I would say number eight.
The number eight, which is wearing silk to bed.
Okay.
So that's lingerie.
That's two, yeah.
Okay. Alcohol, like wine or champagne.
What were you... I just like the way you said alcohol. She's my kind of girl. That's right. Forget the flowers.
Just
give me a beer.
Pour the alcohol, baby. Is that on the list at all, Helen?
You see, champagne should be, but it's not.
It's not.
Champagne's not on there. What?
Oh, it's not.
What women were they talking to?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. To
From
be fair,
planet? I don't know.
All 10 of these are very romantic, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, except for number 9.
Except for number 9, and we'll discuss that later. We got to take another call. Mix 98.9, good morning.
Good morning. A romantic trip?
A romantic vacation or a trip?
What about number 2? Would that qualify? Not really.
Well... We could, you know, if you're going to take a romantic trip somewhere and it's just, you know, down the road 10 miles, what would it be?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going somewhere outdoors, what would you call that?
A road trip?
No.
Or?
No. We're going to go. Sorry. Close, but no cigar. Good morning, Mix 98.9. Hello?
Hello
there. We're playing the top 10 game, the top 5 things out of 10 game that women think are romantic. And we've got the guy who knows how all women think
That's
on the
right.
phone. And your name is?
Ted.
All right, Ted, go ahead. Give us 5 out of 10.
I'd say hot bubble bath.
Hot bubble bath. There's one, right.
And candlelight dinner.
Candlelight dinner. So we've got,
two.
Come
on, Ted.
Getaway weekend.
Getaway weekend is not on the list, is it?
Oh, you know, a woman told me that.
Well, I'm sure the woman told you
and
that.
I would agree with you, Tad. There's lots of things missing off this
Diana
list.
Diana Shoe Girl told me it was Getaway Weekend. I'm
Well, you know what? If she says it's on the list, can we substitute that for number 8?
Yes.
Okay, so that was number 11, but we're moving up to number 8. That would be a Getaway Weekend.
Okay? Keep going, Tad. You got... How many has he got? 3.
I think he's got 3 now.
You missed that. Somebody got one a minute ago.
Yeah.
Which was,
What did somebody get? The chocolates?
No.
Chocolates. Is that on the list?
I don't know where
he's got a whole group of people there helping him out.
Yeah, that's all right. Phone a friend.
But you've missed.
Phone a friend.
So.
What else? Come on.
One more. You got one more shot at this, and we move on.
And last one I'd say is receiving diamonds.
Diamonds. Oh, girl's best friend. Not on the list. Sorry about that. Mix 98.9. Good morning. We're on the top 5 game here this morning. 5 out of 10. The top 10 things women think are romantic. And who is our guest on the phone?
This is Tracy.
All right, Tracy. Helen is rooting for you, right?
Yeah, come on, Tracy.
Okay, come on, Helen. Let's do this together. Here.
Yes. Did you hear the correct ones?
I believe there was 3 of them that were correct, or is there 4 correct?
There's 3.
No, there's actually been 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a bubble bath.
A bubble bath, soaking in a hot bath, right?
Walks on the beach.
Walk on the beach.
That
oh, wait a minute.
Be number 9.
No, that's
number 3.
Number 3.
Right? Yep.
Okay, so we're going to take that because we had sunrise or sunset.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what
candlelight
you do.
Candlelight dinner.
Candlelight dinner, that's 3.
How about and number 4, you did say the weekend getaway.
Picnics in we say weekend getaway?
You did.
Did we? Okay, we did.
You did add that in, right?
And there was one other that everybody's missed.
Yeah. And it's such a shame too, because I really I do that all the time.
You do that all the time. Okay. How about cleaning up something without asking?
There's a woman after my own heart. This is the winner. She deserves to win.
Oh, come on.
Yes, I agree.
I'm a victim of circumstance. Wait a minute. Are you? It was wearing lingerie or sexy.
Yeah, Gary wears lingerie to bed.
I was trying to. it was a failure at a joke, but it worked out. You know, we're going to give it to her, right?
I think she should get it. All right. Because that should be number 1. Clean up your mess.
All right.
Well, congratulations. You win the $25 gift card at the Station Square Restaurant. 98.9, Youngstown's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. I'm Gary Rivers, along with guest co-host Helen Welch in the studio. Helen, you had fun so far? This has been a blast.
I like this job.
Yeah, well, yes.
Can I come again?
Sure. We should. Well, what else you got going on? I mean, you're going to be performing with at
the Powers Auditorium.
Thank you. Powers Auditorium. Excuse me. Got lost there for a second.
38 other private students a week right now. What else have you got going on?
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So Helen hails from across the pond, I guess West Virginia, she said. So tell us your story. You performed overseas, but you met your husband, who was from Northeastern Ohio, while in Europe?
In France. I was singing and skiing, not at the same time, and he was out there skiing. And it was like a bad Hallmark movie. You know, we met on ski slopes. And it was a holiday romance. And he went back to Ohio and I went back to London. And then we sort of commuted across the pond for a couple of years.
No kidding.
Yep.
And then eventually, boom, here you are. And you moved to the States.
Yes.
Because you've been here for a while. But you were telling me about the arts in Northeastern Ohio is just phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You watch people leave. But then I watch a lot of people come back. Mm-hmm. And having had the benefit of traveling and living in different places, people really don't know what they have right under their nose. And the grass seems to be always greener.
Sure.
People go, why do you live in Ohio? And I say, well, why not?
Well, they look at you and you spent 10 years in Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And then yet you came back here.
I love it here.
And you're having a great time. You've performed at Playhouse Square. All right, so we do know that she is doing the Sounds of Spring, which will feature the Dana School of Music faculty and guest artists, herself and Dave Kana, on March 28th at the Powers Auditorium. And you've got that going on. What about more music? You did The Carpenters Reimagined. You've got something else moving in place?
Yeah, I'm producing a show. I'm going to really get shot down in flames. And it was due to debut at E.J. Thomas Hall last October, which of course didn't happen. So probably maybe this year, we'll see. Called Come Together, The Beatles Reimagined.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So we take Beatles
songs. So you take, you play what, Ringo or Paul probably?
We do all the Beatles songs, but differently.
Yes.
So, and there's some very funny moments in it. Mm-hmm. Like, I do Hard Day's Night, like a sleazy lounge singer.
Okay.
And, but, you know, at the concert at the Powers Auditorium, I'll be doing Blackbird. That's one of the songs.
Got
in the
it.
Show. So that's coming up. And then my first big show, I think, is going to be June. And then I have I do have shows in July and August. And
so do you cross your fingers on all of this? I mean, with COVID, you don't know what's happening. Or the venues are going to be open. You just don't know what's going to be full house or 20% capacity.
Well, a lot of the ones in June and July are outside. I'm doing Lakeside, Chautauqua, Gervasi. The big pavilion in Gervasi, I do a show there.
Oh, at the winery in Canton?
Show, yeah. Not the patio, but the big pavilion.
Got it.
Show there. And I'm doing a big show up in Sandusky outside.
Nice.
And then come October, there's a couple of inside. I'm off to Oklahoma, and I can't remember where else.
Right.
But those are indoors.
Wow.
I don't know.
So you have no idea what will take place with all of that yet, but wow.
I have a bunch of Christmas stuff booked, but again, I don't know. Hmm. So we've had to be very flexible. It's been tough on musicians.
I was going to say, for most folks, I mean, you live here. You probably got other things going on. You have students.
I teach.
Teach.
So I'm lucky. I've even done some master classes for Hathaway Brown, and I've done them on Zoom, and we've had a lot of fun. And I've actually, Gary, I've really enjoyed it. It's been really nice to not be on an airplane for a while.
Yeah.
And I love my students, and they're from 8 to 78 years old. I have a lot of really good students. I mean, you know, pros too, and some young beginners, and I love it.
So that's probably very rewarding.
Yeah.
But is it still the best being on stage? Or are you, do the butterflies never go away?
You know, I don't really get butterflies. Hmm. I'm quite an introvert, and so for me, you know, if you said to me, come to my house, I'm going to have a party, I would rather scoop my eyes out with spoons. But if you say to me, get up on stage and sing in front of 20,000 people at Blossom, I would feel more comfortable doing that than I would going to your house to a party.
Interesting.
So it's like walking out and being at home once I walk out on stage.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel very comfortable.
All right. Well, if you'd like to see Helen perform, again, it is at Powers Auditorium, Sunday, March 28th. Doors open at 2:15. The event starts at 3 o'clock. Tickets are $9, but it becomes $10 with fees.
Yeah, $10. Just $10, and you won't get any rude surprises.
Okay. And it's not just Helen. It's part of an ensemble, I suppose, right?
A beautiful 12-piece orchestra, if you
nice.
Like. Yeah. So, and so much talent on stage.
All right. Yeah. And I know this is a production of Youngstown State University, right?
Yes.
They're the ones who have underwritten this and put it
That's
all together.
Right.
So if you're looking forward to that, thank you. Thank you so much. I hate to say that. We got to head out of here.
Wow.
I know, right? Unless you want to be a part of my official closing ceremony, which is coming up.
What do you have to do?
I don't know. Say goodbye.
Sing the national anthem. Oh.
Well, we could do that if you want to.
So
I'd
long,
prefer.
Farewell. Al Wiedersehen.
Oh, see, you had me at that. I mean, Sound of Music. Don't do that to me. We'll be back after this.